I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Got a letter to Thailand from Charlie from the United States, and this is a bit of an emergency. He just sent me this message 7 hours ago, I guess. This is no fake. This is not a fake letter. This is not something I make up. I don't do that. So for those of you who think that this may be some ridiculous thing that I made up, I don't do that. So get that through your head, first of all. Let me read this to you, okay? Because it's pretty serious, and, you know, this is an example of what happens when you break the golden rule, which is don't get involved with a bar girl. Dear Scott, I watch your YouTube videos regularly and I find them to be informative. Like you, I currently live in Bangkok. I've written with the hopes my letter will either be replied by you or be the basis of one of your videos. Living with a bar girl, how do I escape her and move to another apartment without bloodshed? I've been living with a very popular bar girl from Nana for the past year and a half. She was smitten by my lovemaking prowess as well as my endowment. That's a little more information than I need to know, but okay. Her nickname for me is Hum Yai. At first, it was a novel experience being with a hot-looking bar girl and not paying for sex. But this has steadily become untenable these past 4 months or so. She is uber jealous and throws tantrums when I go out with my male friends for a friendly drink. Because of her, I've lost my primary source of income. My business is entertainment oriented, and it necessitates that I go to various bars to talk to girls as well as patrons. This is impossible now since I am under 24/7 surveillance and lockdown. Due to her veteran status, she has operatives everywhere who will report my whereabouts if I leave my room. When she leaves for her shift at work at 6 p.m., Skynet is activated. This woman is very violent and destructive, especially when drunk. She drinks for a living, so this is frequent. It has become a nightly ordeal. I need to escape her, but want to do so without bloodshed. Mine. As a result of my lost income source, I'm at subsistence level where this woman now supports me. That's not a good thing, definitely. I've lost my balls and feverishly must reclaim them before it's too late. I'm planning on moving from my apartment, where she resides with me, this coming August to escape the hell I'm in. I have a friend who's moving to Bangkok from the US and we plan on sharing a two-bedroom apartment together. My friend and I will be going into business together. The key is I separate myself from this woman. If you have any words of wisdom you can impart on me on how I can move from this psychotic woman without incurring violence to myself. There may be others in a similar situation, so if you read this on your channel as a dedicated subject, maybe others can help or can be helped. Thank you for reading my message. Sincerely, Charles, not in charge. So I wrote him back, and here's what I said. First of all, I have a few questions. I didn't have a lot of time at the moment that I responded to him, but I still managed to churn out a page and a half of as an answer to him. For now, and as I sense the urgency, I'll give some quick advice and ask a few questions. I'm not even going to go anywhere near some of the mistakes you made, because in the end, the bottom line is he made the mistake of getting involved with a bar girl and allowing her to move in with him. That's a problem. I don't care how good the sex is, how hot she is, if it's free or not. Listen, if you come to Thailand for any length of time, you will probably get laid and not have to pay for it, which is how it should be. But if you are going to pay for it, then understand, you know, you pay for it, you get out, and there's a reason why people pay. There's a reason why people pay the bar girls. Now, this is the kind of thing that you pay no matter what. You're always going to pay in one way or the other. You may pay financially, you may pay in the end, or you may pay with your hassles and with having to worry about a girl stabbing you or something like that, but you're going to pay, make no mistake about it. One way or the other, once you put, I don't care if they're a whore or not, once you put your dick inside of them, excuse me, once you insert your penis with them into a woman, and you have intercourse with them, it changes the scope of your relationship. And with some girls, especially those who are a little emotionally unstable, this may be a problem, especially if you're the guy doing the insertion. All right, let me go on. Is the apartment in your name or hers? If it is in your name, if it is in your name, you need to get the apartment to stop her from entering. Do you have money to pay her off? Like 100 or 200,000 baht. And I'm not bullshitting. I know this sounds like a hell of a lot, but if she's hot, she probably makes a nice chunk of change every month, so she's going to expect a decent payoff from you. You know, this goes back to the whole losing face thing. Oh, I've been fucking you for a year and a half, and you know what? The thing is, I don't have any money. You did all this, you need to pay. That may be how she thinks. And in some cases, paying them off is just the easiest way to go. I don't think it's right. I think it's bullshit. And I did speak to my wife about that, and she said, that's bullshit, you know. He shouldn't have to do that. But in the ease of making a transition to being single, it may be the best thing. You always pay. Sometimes it's financial, sometimes not, but in the end, you always pay. I'm assuming you don't have the money if she's supporting you, but I have to ask. This is one of the most common ways of eliminating this kind of problem. Number three, if possible, you need to pack your shit while she's at work and move somewhere else, anywhere. But do not let her or her operatives know where you're going. This is imperative. Even if you have to shack up in some shithole for the next month, do it. If it's possible, remove any sharp items like knives, bottles, etc. Anything that can be used as a weapon. The less possibilities, the better, because these chicks will act first and think later. It's the truth. Anytime you mix alcohol with anger, and then there's a love interest or a sexual interest or whatever it is, you're her man in her eyes. And for you to diss her, if she's angry and she's drunk, and she's got some emotional issues, you're going to have to make sure you're safe. That's first and foremost. When they drink, if they've got issues, those issues make them so volatile, you definitely should worry. And this is a serious matter, actually. I mean, I'm laughing about it, but I'm not. It might not hurt to go down to Lumpini Police Station before anything happens, just in case. If they have a report on record that you are worried about her getting violent, it might help later on. Believe me, do it. But again, do whatever you have to do to escape those that might follow you. A motorcycle is best. All said, one piece of advice you should definitely take is that if she goes crazy and attacks you with a weapon, do not be afraid to stop her. Choke her out, knock her out, do whatever you have to do. But, you know, self-preservation supersedes not hitting a woman and all that other stuff. I'm not for that, but, you know, if a girl pulls a knife on you, you better do what you have to do to either get out of there or to disarm her. And if that means smacking the shit out of her, then that's what you got to do, because it's better to be tried for hitting her than to be carried by 12. That's just my own opinion. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not for hitting women, but anytime somebody pulls a weapon on you, that supersedes gender, in my opinion. Okay? And you don't have to agree with me, but that's what I think. She could take an eye out, slice your face up with a bottle or whatever, and I have seen it happen. It almost always involves a bar girl and alcohol, or it just involves alcohol. Once you are out, do not see her again. Make your only communication and that's if it's only necessary, via text, and maybe in a rare case on the phone, but chances are you may have to change your phone number, which, you know, that's not a big deal. All right, let me go on here. Sometimes the girls are a little bit slow to figure out what's best for them or their partner, and they'll hold a grudge on you, but as time passes, even the most hardcore, bitter bar girls will get over being hurt, at least partially, enough for you to be safe. Not always, but just remember that what you need is breathing room to let her get over you and to find somebody else. She'll hate you for a while, but who cares? If she does, she does. If she doesn't, okay, great. But the important thing is to extract yourself with your balls intact and hopefully to make your rounds in the bars without having major problems. And this is the big thing. You know, a lot of times you go into the bars and you hook up with a girl. To you, you know, you're just like, yeah, I want to have some fun, I want to have sex, I want to, you know, whatever. And maybe you take her a couple of times. Then all of a sudden she's like, you're mine. Now, if you're in that same bar and you hook up with a different girl, they may or may not get pissed off at you. Now, to me, it's like, listen, bitch, you don't have the right to get pissed off. You're a whore. You are a prostitute. You don't have the right to tell me who I pay. That's how it is. The thing is, though, is that some of them, they are irrational, okay? And that's the thing. And when you add alcohol to that irrationality, then you get a dangerous situation. If it makes you feel any better, I've been in the position you are. The girl I was with eventually told me she would be with me again once I started earning again. But the thing with her is that she wasn't violent, okay? I did see her again later on, I don't know, it was a year or two later. I declined to be with her because I figured, hey, she's going to, you know, like, go away from me because I didn't have any money, then, you know, she'll do it again. Well, she's not going to stick with you. So, I mean, you know, I learned my lesson with that one. Now, he did write me back again. This is what he said. First, I'm appreciative you taking the time to read my plea. As you surmised, I'm in a precarious and somewhat dangerous position. Yes, time is fast becoming an issue since August will be here before you know it. That's when my U.S. friend will be here and we'll get a two-bedroom apartment. Now, here's the thing. His apartment is in his name, and he's on a month-to-month, but there is no security in his apartment, and that is a problem, and it's... I know the place, at least I'm pretty sure I know the place, and this is not the kind of place that would be considered safe. This girl could come and go whenever she wants, and there's nothing that he can do about it. He does not have the money to pay her off. I already paid an amount for recent debts incurred, but that is not germane to your suggestion. I've also heard cases where the guys pay off the girls to have her leave extortion, but it sometimes works. Yeah, it does work sometimes. I mean, you know, a lot of times they're like, well, fuck it, I got money. Yeah, woo, I'm going to go party. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Oh, I can pay my mom. Oh, I can build the house. You know, I got money to start the house now or whatever it is. But sometimes it works. Your suggestion to scramble and pack up all my things to a cheap hotel has merit. The thought has crossed my mind. I'm not at the liberty now because of my dire financial situation. Now, here's the thing. I did write him back after this also, and I said to him, listen, you know, you got to beg, borrow, and steal 1,000 baht. Whatever it is, you got to get out of that situation. Pack up your shit. Find somebody to stay with. Borrow 1,000 bucks from your family, from your friends, whatever. Borrow $250 from 4 different people. Do whatever you have to do, but extract yourself as when you can, and don't let her know where you're going. I mean, you know, that's important. So it takes a little bit of planning, but I believe it can be done. I've already removed all glass items, knives, blah blah blah. I keep my eyes on things. My main source of communication with the outside world is my computer, so I protect it like a hockey goalie. Well, you know, that is important. You're suggested to do preemptive strike by registering a report with the Thai Police Department is very worthwhile. I have all the information. My only concern is, will they notify the girl? As far as I know, they will not. If you just file a report saying you are worried, she hasn't done anything yet. I don't believe they will contact her. I know several people who have done this, and their girls were never contacted. As far as defending myself, I will not hesitate to put her down. I'm well versed in the fighting arts, and I will only use my skills to restrain. However, if my life is truly threatened, I will knock her out. Well, that's what I'm talking. I'm not talking about, you know, she says, I'm going to kill you, and she's just sitting there with her hands in her lap. I'm talking about if she comes at you with a knife, man, you know, don't give her the chance to stab you more than once. Once I escape and move to my new apartment, I will initiate no contact with her. Well, that's a good thing. You said you threw out a girl once before. How did you effectuate this without injury? Well, the thing is that anytime I've seen the slightest hint of instability or violence in a girl, I've just cut it off immediately. Because the more time you spend with them, the closer you get, the more intimate you are, then the greater the chance of problems. If you cut it off right in the beginning, it's kind of like, I don't know this guy, I haven't been with him but for more than a day or two, I'm out of here. Please do not understand me. Once I get away from her, I'm not going to ever go back. I'm looking to make a permanent escape from her. Well, that's good. I firmly believe the subject matter we're discussing is relevant to many of your YouTube and blog audience. I'm suffering greatly from psychological and spiritual standpoint, and I bet there are guys who are in the same boat as me. Yes, I know there are. I appreciate your time taking the time to discuss this with me. You've provided me with some very useful advice. Thanks again. The bottom line is, if you get involved with a bar girl, you can understand right from the beginning, you should understand that there is a chance that she'll have a drug problem, an alcohol problem, a gambling problem, an emotional problem from sleeping with men that she doesn't want to, feeling bad about herself, whatever. I mean, I think, I don't really know enough about the psychological aspect that, behind prostitution, but I would think that many of the girls have emotional problems because they feel guilty, they feel bad about what they've done, or they feel bad about themselves as a person. And when you get a woman who is angry and you mix alcohol, that's bad enough. But then if she's got emotional problems, you're in deep shit. And like I said, I know one girl who was well known for cracking open a Heineken bottle and then going after guys with that Heineken bottle. And she did slice a couple guys open. I know at least two guys that she got. One guy I saw immediately right when it happened. It was in front of, Nana Hotel. And the guy was bleeding all over the place, stumbling all over the place, and she's screaming at him, and I think he just didn't pay her or something. So that's all I got for now. Hopefully this will help. This is a serious subject, but this is a perfect example of why you do not get involved with a bar girl. The chances are great. Listen, it's hard enough to get involved in any relationship. Good girl, bad girl, whatever it is. But even with a good girl, it's hard enough to have a solid, strong relationship. A prostitute is not for a relationship. She is for sex. And I think the sooner people remember that, and the sooner they remember that it's difficult to get involved with a woman, and then you get involved with a woman from a different culture, that's even more difficult. You have to really know the culture. You have to know how they think. And that makes it easier to get along, easier to communicate. But once you throw in that prostitution bit, she's a whore. She's a prostitute. And she's selling her ass for guys. You don't know what she's gone through. She might have been raped by an uncle, and she wanted to get away from home. You have no idea what's going on in these girls' minds. And then you don't really understand the culture and the language. You know, it's just, to me, it's like I said before, I look at things risk-reward. The risk is high, the reward is low. I don't care how hot she is. Listen, she's hot for a short period of time. Most Thai girls, they're going to be hot for 10 years. And after that, they, you know, listen, they pop out a couple of kids, and, you know, they get older, just like everybody does. So that will fade. The beauty will fade. The outer beauty will fade. You know, I mean, believe it or not, I used to look like Brad Pitt, but, you know, hey, shit happens. You get old, you lose your hair, you put on a few pounds, and the next thing you know, you look more like George Costanza than you do Brad Pitt, you know, so that's what happens. Anyway, that's all I got for right now. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Tobi, la, jerk and mine.